Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala writes a friend of Guidelines, when my husband and I get into an argument, he walks away and comes back as though nothing had ever happened. When he has hurt me and never asked for forgiveness, I feel offended and want to withdraw. Do you have any suggestions which might help? It was more than an attempt at humor when someone said, the man who thinks he can read his wife like a book only shows how illiterate he really is. How conflicts are resolved is one of many ways which underlines how different men and women really are, and why it's important, especially to women, to put closure to conflict. Though you may have never come to grips with this truth, it is significant that conflict in itself never destroys relationships. It can even make them better. But it is our refusal to confront and to bring resolution to conflict that tears us apart. And without resolution, asking and extending forgiveness, the conflict doesn't go away. Men can lose their tempers and walk out, coming back an hour later, acting as though nothing happened. Or, not wanting to discuss the situation any further, they are more likely to want to kiss or to be intimate, thinking that if they can get away with touching, everything is okay. Women, though, catalog and store those unresolved conflicts, their nerves frayed, and the meter on their resentment gauge goes into the red zone. Why is resolution important? It's the only way to cancel the effect of wrongdoing. Jesus believed in confrontation and resolution. He told the disciples that if someone trespassed against them or wronged them, they were to go to the person, that's confrontation, and tell the person one-on-one what's wrong and what has been done. The Greek word, the one used in the New Testament, which we translate to forgive, means to give up or to relinquish something. In simple terms, forgiveness means that you give up your right to hurt someone because the person hurt you. To really forgive means you put something aside as though it had never happened. You don't bring it up again. The Bible is clear that our forgiveness must be patterned after God's forgiving us. And when we can't forgive, our anger and failure are overshadowed by the far greater debt we owe to God. Some people, especially men, seem to be threatened by saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, as though it meant that they had lost the argument. But who cares who loses the argument when you win the peace which you have destroyed? Jesus said, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Closure is important. But doesn't just kissing and cuddling put closure to something? Men think so, but not women. But acknowledging wrong and confessing it, whether it is to God or the one you thoughtlessly hurt, brings healing and closure. It's not simply an issue involving the emotions, but the heart and soul as well. If you grew up in a home where you were never taught the importance of forgiveness, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you something of God's greater measure of forgiveness and let that be your pattern and guide. As Paul wrote, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Believe me, closure with disagreement is as vital as a surgeon's cleaning and then stitching up an open wound to keep it from festering and raw. It's just as true with the human heart, your heart.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.